Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Every day I get with you.
That's the Hobbies bringing us back 7 to the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day, and have a great visit with our good friend Rick Newman. Rick is a columnist for Yahoo Finance. Finance.yahoo.com. Is that right, Rick?
Yep, that's it.
And the book is called Rebounders, his new book, but not the book he's about to, but he got another one you're about to release, right, Rick? What's up? How's
coming
that coming
out in early February. It's called Liberty for All, a Manifesto for Reclaiming Financial and Political Freedom.
I love it, and I can't wait. Now, and we're going to launch it on this show, right?
I hope.
All right. Well, you better. You can't come back if you don't. So that'll make it happen, folks.
You got me with that one.
So, okay, Rick. Let's talk about technology. One of the things you wrote about today is the next groundbreaking mobile device is
your car.
Wow.
Not a smartwatch. Not some new app on your smartphone. But your car. What's happening here, Jim, is Internet is coming to automobiles. General Motors, as one example, has an Internet connection in almost all of its 2015 models. That lets your car connect directly to the Internet through a cellular connection. It's free for a while, then you can choose to pay for it. And this lets you do things like you can connect your own gizmos if you have your phone, your tablet, your laptop,
right,
whatever. You can connect to the Internet right in the car. Now, of course, you can't do that if you're driving. But passengers in the car can do that. And that may not sound like that big a deal, but what this enables is all of the connected technology that will be necessary to kind of get to the next level in automobiles. Self-driving cars are at the end of that rainbow, but there will be a lot of other things in the meanwhile. You get better information on real-time traffic. You can get diagnostics, so, you know, the automaker will be able to send you an email that says, hey, your left front tire is low on air. And, you know, Tesla even allows fixes to the car. Sometimes they can beam in a software fix and solve a problem so you don't have to go to the dealer. So this is all going to take
my car is 7 years old, and it already does some of that. I've got a GMC Yukon, and GM knows if I've got a low tire, they know if it's time for me to change my oil. Because it connects to them, you know, through the OnStar.
Yeah, that's right, through OnStar.
Yeah.
So I've always said you're ahead of the time.
Well,
you're just proving it. The
thing is, though, is that this is the next level of that, because it's gonna allow you. See, now I only get information down. Of course, I can make phone calls. I can connect to them by phone and get directions through it. But what you're saying, the next level you're talking about, is where you and I have more of a customer interface, a user interface, where we can actually do things ourselves. We can get input and output from everyone, not just OnStar.
Yeah, that's right. And you know, OnStar traditionally its connection was through a satellite link, and so OnStar's you won't notice this, but they're transitioning over to a cellular link, which means it'll end up being cheaper for people. It'll be more widely available. You know, you may have this feature, Jim. Some of this is pie in the sky, and, you know, there will be a lot of pointless features. But some of it's pretty cool, and you may have this feature. Pretty soon, it's going to be common that if you lose your keys, you're just going to have an app on your phone. Or let's say you lock your keys in the car. You'll have an app on your phone, and you'll just push the app, and it will unlock your car in a matter of about 30 seconds. So that's the kind of thing that you can do through the cellular network. And, again, you know, the phone apps are going to be a big part.
Let me make another, not really a prediction, because it's pretty self-evident. When most cars have all of the online connectivity you're talking about, think about how media distribution will change.
It will change in ways you and I can't even contemplate.
And how industries will be disrupted.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, one good example of this, you know, Google and Apple which build the two dominant smartphone operating systems.
Yep.
They want their phone systems to be the system in your car that operates all your information and your entertainment options. Now, the automakers don't want to give over that role to a third party. They want to control it. But we're going to see more Google and more Apple in cars.
Right.
And we're going to see all kinds of tools.
And somebody's going to create an aftermarket to go on your old car.
Yeah, that's right.
You pop it in like we used to do air conditioners and 8-track tapes back before you were born, Rick. Hey, Rick.
I used to have them.
Hey, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always. Come back soon. Rick Newman, ladies and gentlemen. Finance.yahoo.com is his website, so check that out. You're going to want to keep up with what he has to say. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.